Our guest analyst this afternoon is U.S. Commodities' Don Rose. Don, let's talk a little bit about the markets this week. It's an interesting week for sure, and we're ending on an interesting note, especially for corn.
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at the market, last week we did have a positive week. We had the key reversal a week ago early in the week on corn. So technically, the market's lost momentum to the downside, which is good for the producers. And, you know, we did, we're closing stronger again at the end of the week on corn. Soybeans and wheat continue to struggle just with the big supplies, but we did have a corn sale to China today, or on Friday, 300,000 metric tons, so that really gave us some support underneath the market. And then, of course, all eyes are on the weather, and then, a week from today, we have the big acres and stocks and all positions report. So short covering with the funds caught big short in the grain market.
What are some of those pre-report estimates for the prospective plantings report next week?
Yeah, you know, when you look at it right now, the estimates on the corn look like they're going to come out somewhere as 2 to 3 million up on the corn acres. Looks like the bean acres are going to be down somewhere in that 5 million acres. And the ending stocks on corn down somewhere around 600 million. Soybean stocks, just a whopping jump up 600 million from a year ago. And the wheat ending stocks up about 80 to 100 million. So bigger wheat, bigger beans, and smaller corn. And so, you know, corn actually has the best fundamentals underneath the market.
Anything else we need to keep in mind watching the grains going into spring and planting?
Well, I think from a grain standpoint, I think we also have to watch the Chinese hog liquidation situation. What's that mean to us? And, you know, the hog market was the darling of the market again this week to the upside, just a huge upside potential, adding big risk premium in the market, very similar to the PED virus years that we had in 2014. And it's all about China's smaller herd. Is that going to equate to a big big world demand on meat, but also pork specifically? So that's what it's all about. How high do we need to go? Is China going to buy pork? And, but we went out very strong again this week on hogs.
Once again, we've been visiting with U.S. Commodities' Don Rose.